You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to a special Sunday quick episode of Help! I suck at dating. We had to do this. We didn't have to do it. Of course, we don't have to do anything. But we wanted to do this. Jared especially wants to do this.
Obviously.
Because there was a big proposal in Bachelor Nation, biggest proposal of the year, perhaps. And yeah, we just want to take a second to talk about it. So I don't know if you guys saw Kaylin's Instagram post the other day, but Kaylin proposed to me.
Kaylin proposed to you. We said, so when Kaylin was on the podcast, she said she was going to do it before year's over, and it's still 2022. So she stuck to her promise. Did you know it was coming?
She squeaked it in. She is suspicious that I think that she thinks that I knew that it was coming, but I had no idea. She just said maybe a few weeks ago or a month ago that to save December 13th at 2:30 because she's got a date planned for me. And I thought she just like what I thought it was I've been talking to her about wanting to do the. There's like a speedway here in Vegas where you can like drive a Ferrari around a racetrack. And I'm like, that sounds so cool. And we've like tried to do it in the past, like when my brothers are here, but it hasn't worked out. And so I thought that she was like just planning like this fun thing that I've wanted to do for a long time. And then we started driving in the opposite direction. So I was like, okay, can't be that. And then I was like, oh, you're taking me on a helicopter ride over Red Rocks because we've been talking about wanting to do that for a long time too. And then we pull up and like she hadn't told me anything of what we were doing or anything like that. And then we pull up and I see horses and I look at her and I go, you son of a gun. Because she knows I it's not that I hate horses. I just have a fear of them. I don't trust them. And they're so powerful and big and muscular and strong that like if a horse doesn't like you and you're on it, good luck. Because yeah, you're going to get dragged. You're going to break some bones. And it's nothing that you're doing wrong, theoretically. Like I grew up riding motorcycles. I still ride motorcycles. A motorcycle doesn't have ulterior motives. A motorcycle does what you tell it to do 100% of the time. Horses, not so much. Yeah. So people make that comparison sometimes. Not a good comparison in my book.
No, I would agree. A motorcycle doesn't have alternative motives until the future comes and the machines turn on us. But that's still a long ways away.
Sentience is still a ways away.
Yeah. I would agree. I've never felt less in control or less powerful than when I was on a horse, because I agree. Yeah. My horse, they're, you know, they tell you like, oh, go like this to go left, go like that to go right, and then go like this to stop the horse. And then we were trotting, and then I went like this to stop the horse, and the horse didn't stop. And I was like, oh my God, This is literally all I have. There's nothing else I can do. And then finally the horse slowed down after a couple seconds. But for a good 3 seconds, I was like, I got nothing. I'm done.
Right. And like the way that I keep rationalizing it in my head is like, oh, well, it's a horse. And like, it doesn't want to do anything crazy. It's not going to try to hurt itself. But like, it could stumble. I was getting on my horse and I still had no idea what her plan was. But I was just getting on the horse to like start the ride. And it was like a big horse. But I was like asking the girl that was guiding us. I was like, hey, this horse can support my weight, right? Like, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm heavy.
What are you?
And Kaylin...
Schwarzenegger, get out of here. That horse, you're like a fly on the back of that horse.
I'm a bigger than average human being. I would definitely say that's true.
That and horse I was getting has on the no horse issue and, carrying your tiny ass, okay?
So Kaylin underreported my weight. She thought I weighed 185 pounds. I am 200 pounds on a good day. And I was getting on the horse, and I was like, can this horse support my weight? And the guide goes, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. This horse can support up to 200 pounds. And I was like, up to two, like, I am 200 pounds.
Right around 200.
You're telling
buddy.
Me you can, like, if I get on an elevator and the weight limit is 1,000 pounds and I'm looking around and we're at 1,000 pounds, I'm getting off the elevator. You know what I mean?
Count.
Like, that's, you don't want to be on the upper end of that spectrum.
No. Always want to be below. I think about that with planes, too. Anytime Ashley's luggage is overweight and it's like 60 pounds, I'm like, listen, what if every single person on this plane has an overweight bag? Are we going to be able to, you know, get up to 30,000 feet, or are we getting dragged down here, people?
Well, the sidebar, the airplane thing is ridiculous to me. You can't have over 50 pounds in your checked luggage. Oh, but if I just move it to my carry-on, then it's okay. Excuse me, the same amount of weight is going on the airplane. What is the purpose of me having to move weight out of this bag and put it in this bag if it's all going on the airplane?
It's all a money scheme. It's all it is.
It is. It really is. Anyways, back to the story. So get on the horse. I'm terrified because the horse is big, but we're walking and like, it's not like stumbling, but I'm like looking at its shoulders as it's clomping around. And I'm like, this horse is so mad because it's working so much harder than it wanted to right now. And I don't have the knowledge to, you know, wrangle it in any certain direction. Like you're saying, you pull left, you want to go left, but sometimes it doesn't happen. So I'm kind of freaking out. I'm like, obviously a big advocate for like facing my fears and doing things that frighten me. I was telling Kaylin this scenario was my nightmare because the reward isn't worth the risk. If you go skydiving, the reward is amazing. You have an incredible adrenaline rush. You have so much fun. And yeah, there's a lot of risk involved. But riding a horse, in my opinion, is not fun. So I'm taking on a lot of risk to do something that isn't fun. I don't understand. Like the math doesn't math for me.
Well, Wait a minute. I mean, how fast are you going on this horse?
We didn't even get up to a gallop. It was a walk.
My point being, what is your risk? I mean, you can get thrown off the horse. Do you honestly think at a walking pace that you could maybe break a bone. I'm not denying this.
Yeah.
Like you fall wrong. But the horse, I don't think, is trampling you. So if you're telling me that the risk of death with skydiving, you find more bearable than the risk of potentially a broken pinky finger by falling off a horse that's walking?
Yeah. So if we were to like put it on a graph, you know, like maybe like the y-axis would be risk and the x-axis would be reward. Skydiving is somewhere in the upper right-hand corner. High risk, but high reward. Horseback riding at any speed, high risk, low reward. So it's too far. To
there's
the
no
left of the graph.
There's the risk I find you're over. No, it's not that high of a risk. Well, not even galloping on a horse. Well, just walking, trotting.
We were walking through like a riverbed. So it was sandy and rocky. And every step he took, I was like, what if this is the step where he snaps an ankle, falls to the ground, rolls over to the side, rolls up on my bad leg? That horse weighs, you know, 1,500 pounds.
Yeah,
I have no idea how much a horse
weighs.
Leg,
bro. It's not gonna feel good
at all. It could shatter a leg. It could literally, if it just like rolled an ankle, turned onto its side. I'm not bailing in time to get off out of the way of this horse falling on top of me. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the ground, and this 1,500 pound beast is on top of me, scrambling to get back up. Who knows where it's thrashing and thralling about? It could kick me. It could do anything. You don't know. The thing is, you don't know.
Would you rather have the 1,000-pound horse fall awkwardly on your leg or splat on the ground from 5,000 feet in the air?
Well, obviously the horse. But the thing is, a parachute doesn't have a brain of its own to have a reaction to something. Like if there's a mouse that scurries across the path, maybe the horse, you know, rears and I fly off the back. The possibilities are endless.
You know, I feel like you're giving horses a bad name, bro.
I am anti-horse. It's my one fear that's like there are other fears. Yeah, okay. Being poor or going to jail, sure. But like, it's my one legitimate fear that I have in like every rational fear. Yeah, there you go.
It makes me so happy.
And Kaylin knew this.
It makes me so happy that Kaylin planned an engagement around your fear after you dragged her through that 11-mile, talk about high risk, dangerous hiking adventure to get to a beautiful beach in which you had a beautiful engagement and it was quite fantastic. But it makes me happy that she didn't do something that you wanted to do. She was like, you know what? I'm going to do something that I want to do. And it just so happens that Dean is also quite terrified of this. So you know what? He's going to have to conquer his fear. And then that is when I, Kaylin Miller Keys, will propose to Dean.
Yeah, that was the rationale behind it. She was like, you made me face my fear on the hike of heights. And so I'm going to make you face your fear of horses and propose to you there. She did run over her alternative plans. Like this was like her D option. I think number one, she wanted to do, have you ever seen like the zero gravity airplanes where they take you up really high and then drop really fast and you have like zero gravity? She wanted to do that, but it's like way too expensive. She wanted to get my brothers out here and go on a rock climbing trip and do it there. But those are like my things. Like you're saying, those are like things that I would enjoy, which don't get me wrong. I would love those things, but she wanted to do something similar to what I did with her, where it was my thing that I wanted to do, and I knew she'd have a good time, and it would all work out that way. So she was like, yeah, I'm going to take Dean on something that's going to make him face his fears like he had to do to me. So we rode on these horses for not even very long, like 20 minutes, out into the desert, and it was fun. I mean, it was fun. It was fun. It did ease my like hesitancy with horses. It did, you know, kind of bring me around a little bit. And we rode out and then we, you know, stopped for a water break or whatever. And then she got down on her knee and asked me to marry her, which is really nice. It was a nice experience. It was something that we had planned to do ever since we agreed that we wanted to get engaged, that, you know, I would propose to her and she would then propose to me. Because, you know, I do believe that when a guy asks a girl to marry her, that is her basically agreeing to marry him. So it's like, yes, you're both serving your part or your role in the relationship by asking and then the other person saying yes. But I wanted it to kind of be like I wanted her to get the experience of like asking me the same question, because it does kind of go both ways, where it's like, well, like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but like, I want to marry you. And she said yes. And so now I want her to ask to marry me. And so I can say yes.
It's kind of like exchanging vows when getting married, because it's not like one person at the altar says, will you be, you know, take me as your lawful, whatever the hell they say. I can't remember. It was years ago. Anyway, it's not like one person says it and the other person says yes. And they're like, okay, good to go. It's like you both say and you both say yes. So I understand the logic where you said, I want both of us to propose and I want both of us to say yes.
Yeah, we're equal partners. And I think both of us wanted to feel like equal partners in the engagement process.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh. Well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you make her sweat it out? Did you say yes immediately? Or you were like,
Ooh, well,
I do hate horses.
I should have. I didn't. It was kind of abrupt. Similar to how I did it, there was no like pre-speech where it was like, I love you so much. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Blah, 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 blah. Will you marry me? It was just like a quick, will you marry me? And I was like, oh my gosh, of course. Yes, I would love to. And so now I have
two rings.
Two rings on her ring.
Which
finger.
One did she give you? The one on your pinky?
No, I've worn that for a while. Two rings on my ring finger.
Which one did she give
you? I always wore this one, obviously. I've worn that since like 6 months into our relationship, and then she gave me this one.
Very nice.
Which is nice. Yeah, it's nice. So I got some more jewelry. There's a nice inscription on the inside that says Velcro Forever on it, because early on in the relationship, I did Nick's podcast, and I called her Velcro, and it's kind of been like our little joke, so... there's an inscription on the inside, and now I've got a nice ring. But my question now is, like, when we get married...
Do you wear both?
Is she going to put a third ring on my finger? Or do I take these rings off and then ask her to put them back on my finger when we get married?
Well, usually, like, for me, I never wore any type of engagement ring. This is my wedding band. So, when I was engaged, I got nothing on my hands. And then, obviously, when I got married, that's when the wedding band went on. So, I'm imagining that's your engagement and wedding band that she gave you. Mm. So, you'll still wear... two rings if you choose, unless you move on from the first one.
Yeah. I was thinking I would get myself a wedding band like you have, but I would put it on my other hand, on my right hand.
I think you're just confusing everybody now.
I want an excuse to wear a ring. I like rings. I'm a ring guy all of a sudden. I think they're cool. It's like a minimalistic piece of jewelry that doesn't get in the way of anything. It's not uncomfortable. You never have to take it off.
Do you wear when you rock climb?
Oh, yeah, which I know is a bad idea.
Are you ever afraid of just your finger getting ripped off by a rock?
You know, you hear stories of that happening, but there's a story for everything these days. Like my brother, for instance, is married and rock climbs quite a bit. He always takes his off because he's worried about it. I guess I'm just an idiot, and I don't think it's going to happen to me until it does. And then I'm boom, all of a sudden without
and then
a finger.
That's your story now.
That would be my story. Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Thank you, Jared, for letting me talk about my engagement, my second engagement.
Whatever helps ratings.
Whatever helps ratings. It was interesting to experience it again. Like, you know, we already got engaged. We're already proposed and engaged to get married. It was a cool experience to get to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think Ashley should propose to me now. Yeah. I don't think that's happening. I don't know if you heard that.
Doesn't sound like that's going to happen. It was cool. I would recommend it. If anyone's thinking about joint proposals or dual proposals and they're in a relationship, it was a good experience for both of us, I think. Maybe we can get Kayla on one of these days to talk about it, maybe from her side.
Wait a minute. Yeah, so you're saying there's no chance? Ashley doesn't want to renew our vows, which I'm totally down with. But you never propose just for shits and giggles now to be like, hey, let's renew our love in some different way? That's a no, guys.
Maybe she'll come around one of these days.
One of these days.
All right. Well, listeners, if you're out there and you're still listening to this podcast, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday's special bonus episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Jared, as always, thank you for joining us. Glad
Anytime.
You got your Wi-Fi figured out. Maybe go get a cup of coffee, man. You look tired over there.
Dude, that's all I've been thinking about. I'm like, I need more coffee in my life right now. I've only had one cup. I'm usually three deep now.
I like how also, is Ashley just sitting on the floor in the room next to you?
Yeah, she's right here.
It's kind of, I'm jealous. I wish Kaylin was on the floor next to me.
It's very nice. It's like playtime.
Be sure to tune in to Thursday's episode because we have a great co-host with us. Jenna Cooper will be joining us, and you're not going to want to miss that. She's a fantastic person. And she talks a lot about stuff that was in the headlines a few years ago. And
it's
she's very open
insightful.
And candid about it. So,
Interesting podcast. Definitely check it out Thursday.
Yeah, check that out. Thank you so much for listening this week. Tune in Thursday where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.